Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god, it's my song, it's a play. You're teasing me, stop! Stop! Not very nice. Nice roll.
Okay.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Miss, baby, baby, baby,
baby,
miss,
yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
squeak, squeak,
baby, yeah.
Happy Friday!
Yay, it is Friday! Seriously, Monday is just, whew.
Did you miss the show last night, lovely people out there? You need to go back and listen. We had some good topics last night. There was a whole argument about the Wii. Every week we argue about the Wii, though.
I know. And I didn't, you know, get trolled or troll the person in the chat room, so...
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't pay attention long enough, so hey.
See, that works out well. So I told you that ignoring them thing actually works. It keeps the trolls down. They don't get fed enough. Even though you didn't do it by choice, but it worked out well.
True. You didn't seem overly belligerent and just dumb this week, so hey.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you piss off the ginger.
I shouldn't call him dumb. I should call him misinformed, uninformed, because he's not listening to our show.
Lacking in the brain cells.
Yes. He does not have information that he needs.
Intelligence deficient.
I like that.
So, Gentra, did you get to play anything last night? I didn't.
No, I was so out of it. I tried... You know, I want to learn how to make Blender. Blender, I've got Blender, and I wanted to learn how to use it, and I want to learn how to make mesh. I bought Avatar, and I installed that last night, and now I can do, I see the mesh Avatar. Not that I'm sure what else I'm doing, so I was watching videos that I can't really pay attention to, so. That's what I was doing last night.
I spent the better part of yesterday making hats, real and digital. My fingers hurt, and I'm seeing crochet patterns everywhere.
I was going to download a game to my phone yesterday while I was at the doctor's office and couldn't do it, so, well, I just don't have space for it.
I still need me a root kit, and every time I go to the Google Play Store, they keep telling me, here's one. No, you people lie. You people lie to me, and there's no space. But speaking of apps on phones...
I'll see if I can't find the link. I know, there's a link somewhere.
Apparently, let me tell you about this new app. Apparently, you can has LOLs anywhere. Cheeseburger Network.
Now, oh, my God, that's all we need.
Burger Network.
Cast everywhere.
Yes, they have their own app. The app features just about every subsection to the Cheeseburger Network, including so much pun. And they're saying their feeds are easy to follow, and there's plenty of...
After dark?
Every subset, every one. Okay. And they said they have plenty of sharing features, so you can pass pictures on to your friends. And they say you can... they've also made it so you can make comments, all that kind of stuff. Everything you could do on the site, you can do. And here's the really good part. It's free. And it's available on the Google Play Store. I like the one I'm looking at now. The picture says, a zombie apocalypse, I'm ready. And it's a bicycle that is motorized. It has a chainsaw attached to the front.
That's wow.
It's a bike. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Got to be ready. So anyway, if you want when I pick that up, go over to tell them we sent you. They haven't had many people download it yet. I would, but I don't have space on my phone for anything, thanks to all these updates. Because, you know, Facebook did an update to the Android app yesterday. So, of course, it's like 85 gigabytes.
Yeah, I saw that, and I couldn't download it.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I think I'm going to uninstall the Facebook app and then put it back and see what happens.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know,
maybe it's smaller.
Maybe.
I doubt it, but maybe it's smaller.
That'd be interesting. All right, so I've got all kinds of news going on because we weren't here yesterday, so I'm kind of like trying to play catch up. NCSoft unloading all NC Interactive shares and launching new U.S. subsidiary.
Yes, they are.
That is cool. Korean, is it horrible?
I want my City of Heroes back.
That's true. Korean MMO publisher NCSoft will sell its shares in NC Interactive, the company's U.S.-based subsidiary. At the end of this month, NCSoft will sell its 809 million shares on December 24th for $78,348,368,000 South Korea wons, or in USD, that is $72,926,269. The company will also set up a new wholly owned subsidiary in the U.S. to handle MMO business with Europe and North America. The new studio will be capitalized at 50.5 billion wons, or about $47,005,147. An NCSoft representative tells Polygon that the move is designed to make its U.S. subsidiary more independent, and that these changes will not have an effect on its ArenaNet, NCSoft, or Carbine developed studios. Or any project being developed currently.
A dirty lie.
I know. Corey's in pain right now. She's so sad. Her game is gone. a representative for the company said, as part of NCSoft's ongoing efforts to become a stronger global company, we are making adjustments to ensure that our Western teams and games are more independent and more agile. These efforts have no effect on NCSoft, ArenaNet, or Carbine employees, nor will they have any effect on current titles or those in development.
They
so
lie.
It's good that they're not laying anybody off, but it's sad that, you know, Corey's game is gone. I know how horrible it is when a game that you love is just gone. You have all these memories and they're just gone.
I have nothing.
I know. Speaking of memories, I went through and cleaned out like all of my Pixanista pictures today, so.
Oh my God. I have half of your pictures and then mine on my hard drive because you know how you send me stuff. I keep all of it. I mean, from like day one since you came into Second Life, I think I have your very first picture.
Well, I still have those, but I have a lot of those inside Second Life, but not really.
So you decided it makes sense to make them take it to face.
Exactly. But my pictures are the ones that I'll turn off my stuff and they're posted and. I'm never going to use them again. I think I've copied most of them to disks. It's kind of like, what's the point for that either? So I just deleted them. I'm so sad. Based on my...
Did you just go, I'm so sad? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Y'all see what I have to deal with. The ginger is not right.
Well, everybody tells me this, but, you know.
It's because we love you. All right, those of you looking for some open beta action, Absolute Force Online, developed by NetDragon, is opening up its beta on December 19th, which is Wednesday, at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Players will immerse themselves into this very extremely fast-paced shooting world, all in one game, Absolute Force. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to rewrite that. Who wrote this? Hong Kong. All in one game, Absolute Force has everything you can imagine, and an MMO FPS featuring fully customizable characters, huge arsenal of weapons, and stunning visual effects. The game establishes an exclusive hero battlefield where there are 7 different game modes for players to choose from. Each one of you experiencing the thrill of battle at its best. In the open beta, a lot of new maps and weapons will be released for players to wage war. What's more, Christmas Day is just around the corner, and there will be a special Christmas weapon, some clothes, and some other precious items for the festival only. Created in the open beta won't be deleted since it's an actual full feature release of AFO. No IP restrictions will be affected in the open beta as well. When the open beta client is released, you can update your currently installed client. It's about 452 megabytes if you already have it, or you can download the newer client, and we have a link to that on our site directly. closed beta players can log in AFL directly when the beta begins. Note the characters created in your closed beta will be deleted. As for you new people, you can create a new account as the link on our site. I'm not going to read it to you because it's long and crazy. And you don't need to use code to activate your account in open beta. So for more information, you can either visit us at new.gamingmatrix.com or go over to afl.91.com. Or you can follow them on Facebook, and we'll probably favorite them and give them love. So if you go look on our Facebook page, if you can't find it, if you're listening later on and you're like, I don't want to have to go to 5 million sites, it's all there. Got a video up there for you, too, if you want to take a look at it and see what it looks like.
Black videos.
Yeah, and a screenshot or two. It doesn't look bad. Look, it doesn't look too bad, I guess. Huh?
So it doesn't look too good either.
Well, let me look at it again, because I'm looking at it small. You know, when they send it to us, it's small. Okay, actually, it's kind of nice. I see somebody with a fedora, and there's some fighting going on the street, and women dressed like nurses, and it looks like a whole free-for-all, and it's kind of Old West, so it's not...
Glad I was like, oh, my Corey!
Yeah, it's kind of Old West-looking, and there's a free-for-all going on in the center of town. So what I'm not liking is if it's MMO FPS, the way that they're making it sound is kind of like, it just sounds like Call of Duty. You can just pop in. I actually like when there's an MMO RPG and you kind of roam around and then you just kind of happen up on a fight, you know, like in Fallen Earth. I kind of just happen up on some fights. And to that guy, Ryo, that kept trying to shoot me, when you get high enough in level, I am messing you up. And that's not the word I want to use. It's daytime. I'm messing you up.
Oh, it's going to be on.
He kept trying to hit me with a pipe. I was trying to help him. He was being attacked by those, you know, those ones when you first come out, when you're first come out of the tutorial. Those, I forget what they're called. They're the...
Oh, the guys. Yeah.
NPCs, okay, yeah. And they're all standing, like, right outside the burrow. And so I'm trying to help him because he had, like, six of them on him, and he's trying to run and shoot. And for those of you who don't know, when you first start Fallen Earth, your gun is just a pellet gun. And it takes forever to load. So they were really messing him up. His bar was down to a sliver. So I came up, you know, and did my thing with the knife because I saved my ammo for when I needed it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to make your ammo in that game.
Yes. This is not enough ammo to the death. So I have, like, 500 ammo I'm saving because I know I'm going to need it at some point. So I came up and, you know, stab, stab, stab for him. And then he got mad and took out his pipe and tried to hit me. And then
you take out a 2x4 and you take out a 5x4.
Well, see, we're still... No, can't attack each other. The very second I see his name, I read his face on his life.
I can't understand you at all.
I said, well, we're still newbies, but you know, so you can't attack each other. But the very second that his name turns red, because you know, when you're not a newbie anymore, the name changes color. It's on.
That is true.
I'm going to snipe him from somewhere.
Oh, Josh Bowman!
Oh, no. Sean Bowman.
Sean! I always call him Josh. Sean Bowman!
He might not be Sean Bowman anymore. Remember, we moved from one server to another, so.
True.
He might not be
Bowman, man. He ran by Mark, and I could not help myself.
It wasn't just that he ran by once. Every time you saw that poor boy.
He ran by Mark every time. Seriously, people, if it's a PvP game, open world PvP, where I can kill you anywhere, if you are marked, you are fair game, and I'm going to go after you just because.
Ginger May, let the boy live.
No, he must die.
Punish him, torture him, but let him live. Punish him, torture him, but let him live.
Yeah. I must squelch that light out.
She made me laugh.
Because you know what? Die, noobs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Fire One Out Media is announcing a professional gaming documentary called Die Noobs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Emmy-nominated director Eric Sisolowicz. Anyways. to direct Die Noobs, a documentary portrait of two casual gamers who set their sights on winning a professional gaming tournament. And one of the world's fastest-growing professional sports, Die Noobs will feature exclusive insight from some of the top pro gamers across the globe as they attempt to teach a couple of noobs how to become masters. Sisolowicz, a recipient of an Edward R. Murrow Award. Court for Investigative Journalism, and one of the most respected up-and-coming filmmakers in Washington, D.C., will capture the humorous and fascinating journey in a groundbreaking format. Seislowicz, stop putting your name in this. I don't want to have to pronounce it every time. Seislowicz describes his unique vision as if Rocky and The Office and Reddit made love. It would be this film, accessible, funny, and a little geeky.
If they made love. Oh, my God. If they made love.
The heart-pounding and hyperkinetic documentary follows gamers Baby Jinx and Anubis, the aliases of the film's two subjects, as they dive headfirst into expert strategies, touching relationships, and immense hangovers. The result will be a rare and highly entertaining study of a fascinating sport. Dinoobs will charm fans of films like King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, or Chasing Ghosts Beyond the Arcade by delving into the explosive world of modern esports and its most popular title, StarCraft II, which I hate, by the way. The film will feature a soundtrack of pumping electronic music from YouTube sensation Pin Pinel and other artists that will, according to Seislowicz, rip your head off.
How you gonna call yourself Pin Pinel? I'm a...
No, Pin.
Oh, Pinel. I thought you said Pimpernel. I was like, how do you name yourself Pimpernel? I'm just...
Pinel. Yeah. Dinoobs will leave audiences laughing hysterically and motivated to win multiple championships. All right, it's slated to be released sometime this month, actually. You want more information about it? It's over at dinoobs.fireoneout.com.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to tweet and talk at the same time. This is not working out well.
Dinoobs! That's usually my world
cry. I do not do Dinoobs.
I did for Noob yesterday inside Second Life and then immediately regretted it.
Uh-oh.
I can't. People were giving him hell, and I should have known that he had done something. And then immediately he starts, like, getting all perverted and whatnot. And it's like, never mind. Y'all go back to torturing him. My bad.
Well... The new Facebook iPhone app, I'm sorry, not the Android one, is getting all kinds of praise this morning. They're saying that, not only, of course, we got the Android one yesterday, and then they slipped another iPhone one out yesterday, and they're saying it's super, super fast. The release notes say that the timeline is completely rebuilt and that the new feed opens faster on your iPhone. The Facebook slowness to load and refresh on the iPhone has been a major complaint as well. It's also, I noticed it's very slow on mine. Is it slow on yours when you go to refresh? Mine can sometimes take up to 30 minutes. Like when I'm talking to you all and I'm out and I have the phone, it takes forever to refresh. Or I have to like close the thing and then reopen it and then click it on the
message. Facebook app?
Yeah, the Facebook app. Mine is really slow.
Oh, yeah, it takes forever. That or it just completely times out until you're on. So I can't.
Your mind says, tap to refresh. And then when I tap, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, tap to refresh. I'm like, damn, I've tapped like five times already.
I usually have to completely shut down my phone and restart it to make it fix.
Oh, I don't have to go that far, but still, it's still annoying.
It's a process that gets locked up.
Ugh, Android, don't do that. One thing clear they're saying after playing with the new Android version that was just updated yesterday as well is that Facebook has finally achieved feature and user experience parity on both systems, the iOS and the Android. They said both apps are feeling rather snappy and rather responsive. In addition, Facebook also added the ability to upload photos to a specific album to this updated version. Thank goodness, because that is part of the reason why I don't do a lot of the things that I like to do when I'm out gaming, because I see all kinds of stuff I always want to share with you, our listeners, and with my co-host, and I can't, because I can't upload pictures to a specific album, or I can't choose where it's supposed to go. You know, it might be something that I only want to show, you know, I don't want y'all to see, and then it ends up all over Facebook, so you got to be careful. So I'm very excited about that, but I think I'm going to uninstall it and reinstall it just to see what's going to happen, see if it gets better, because, sheesh. There's an update sitting on my phone now that says it wants to update. Should I try it?
You can try it. I don't know if it'll work.
You know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to let y'all know. We're doing this live. I'm going to see what happens to my phone.
Okay.
It says update. I'm going to update. Look, look. I hate when people do that when I'm doing tech support. It says update. I'm going to click update. It says accept. Okay, let's continue with the show. We'll keep y'all updated. It's downloading now, so we'll see if it's at least going to... 3 megabytes! 13... Oh, hell no! 13 megabytes! install this. I will take a slower, smaller one. Y'all are not right. No. Ginger, back to you.
Well, Kickstarter, we knew this was going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Code Hero developer finally responds to backer complaints. Apparently, yesterday, while we weren't here, this is the 12th, another website, which I'm not going to give you, did a thing on the Kickstarter project Code Hero. They managed to garner a lot of support from backers. The game, which promised to teach users how to create a game, was asking for $100,000. By the end of the funding period, developer Primal Labs had managed to bring in $170,000 from 7,459 backers, many of which paid hundreds and even thousands of dollars to get special perks. Of course, this was back in February. Well, now, many of those backers are ticked off and are demanding answers from Primal Labs principals. Dustin Deckard, one of those backers, decided to organize a group to better communicate their frustration with Primer Labs. While it sounded a lot like the group gathered together to prepare for a class action lawsuit, that was never Deckard's intention. He said he just was looking for answers. So there were a couple of problems with the project, the lack of rewards being delivered, and talk that Primer Labs was looking for additional funding to finish Code Hero. Primer Labs' Alex Peak finally addressed backers on their Kickstarter page, promising to be more fastidious in updating them with information and the release of a second alpha build of the game. All right, so what did they say? Oh, good God, this is long. Hello, backer. I owe you a thanks for your support and apology for our lack of updates on all the progress we've made with your help. I started the Code Hero project to make a game that teaches people how to make games, and you backed us to help make that happen. We are going to finish this game for you and everybody else in the world who wants to learn how to code. I believe in this mission, and I'm grateful that you and so many others have believed in Code Hero, too, and supported us to work on this project. I worked on the idea to make a prototype for a year before asking
Hey, girl.
Kickstarter. It goes on. Game development is hard. Many of the studios and projects fail. I can't let you down. Many of you may not have tried the latest alpha we showed and released the packs. I encourage you to download it. We're testing a new second alpha, which is releasing tomorrow, which was yesterday now. I know the level of frustration some people have is high right now. That is my fault for not communicating about our ongoing progress, but I want to reassure everyone who has backed us not to panic. Code Hero is not dead, and we will not let our supporters and Kickstarters back down. All our backer rewards will be delivered along with the game. It is taking longer than we hoped, but the game is becoming awesomer. Really? Awesomer? Than we planned to. I'll post a more detailed update soon with a new alpha build and answer any questions and concerns people may have. So, pretty much, it seems like they are dragging their feet. They are not delivering on the timeline that they promised, and people are irritated because, you know, they gave you $170,000, which, you know, really is not a lot to be developing a game with. But
well, one of my dear friends, Mr. Dan Echo. Yes, I'm going to give you some love, and you haven't even sent me your PR. It developed a game all by himself on Android platforms. So, and I'm pretty sure he didn't have $175,000. So you all really should be ashamed of yourselves.
I mean,
it could be done. It sounds to me like, you know, somebody is not getting done what they need to get done. Come on now. And see, Dan, giving you love. I need the PR man. We'd like people to see your game. And he told me it is excellent. He didn't tell me it's excellent. He told me what he told me about the game. Thank you, Ladies to Die for borrowing our Pinterest. I like when we get love. Y'all love on us all the time. I like it.
Love on us harder.
I like it.
Longer.
I forgot what I was saying. See, Ginger, you're filtering over to me. but anyway, he said, I forgot what he told me his game about. It's something about you own a ship and you have to solve something like that. I know, but it sounded interesting. I'm not making it sound interesting. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm going to shut up. Okay, so first of all, I have to share this thing from Play and Trade that they just sent us. And I am all kinds of like, it's so epic. Ginger, you have to go and look at this because I must get your reaction while you're on the air. I just put this up on our Gamer Girls Radio page, and then we'll tell them what it is, and then you can go look at it on our page. Go look, Ginger. Go look what I just posted. All of you, go run. Go look.
Oh, sorry, over on Twitter?
No, on Facebook.
Facebook.
Now, they didn't make the image or find it. It's actually from superherostuff.com, but you gotta see this.
Oh, my God. Are we looking at the at-at?
Yes, the at-at in the middle of the road, the snowy
that
road.
That is awesome.
Is that not epic? Oh, my
that
God.
That is good Photoshop right there.
That is awesome. Somebody, so superhero stuff, of course, saying, how do you know that it's Photoshop? He said, I took the photo while driving yesterday. Well, if you saw an ad, trust me, that would have been on the news, so we know it's Photoshopped.
there would have been a ton of geek boys all over that, and geek girls.
Yes.
That were real.
Yes, video and everything.
Like, where's this? I'm going there now.
Right?
Reporting live from between the ad legs. Standing on one of the...
There you go. From one cup and I'm on the other. Okay. My update for Facebook's Android app timed out. It says my package file is invalid. So it looks like I will not be able to. Okay. Come on, Facebook. Come on.
Corey's sad about her Facebook. Let me cheer her up.
Oh, what?
Don't farm around. Stop farming down. Farm up. Now on PC.
Why are you trying to kill me, man?
All right.
I've already been farming in good folks. I've been farming my booty off.
I know I need to get Fallen Earth going so I can check out that for me. All right, so today, Real Lore announced that its critically acclaimed title, Farm Up, is released for PC. Ooh. It's a classical farming simulator that was previously created for the iOS platform. Farm Up was referred to by GameZebo as probably the best farming app. Now all PC users have a chance to be in charge of a lively, picturesque farm. Game set in an agricultural state of Cloverfield. No, nothing good ever happens in Cloverfield, just saying. The action starts when Jennifer, the main protagonist, makes a decision to buy a farm. Times are difficult. The 1930s brought crisis to Cloverfield, but she is ready to work meticulously hard to achieve success in farming. She is not alone. Jennifer is helped by her husband and grandparents who appear in the course of the game. Players' missions are to cleverly manage their skills to build the best agriculture business in the state. Farm Up starts simple. Players plant vegetables, fruits, and fruit trees, as well as take care of cattle and poultry.
Oh, I want!
Step by step, they also rebuild the mansion and the nearby buildings. From NPC players, get quests, small tasks to small tasks that need to be fulfilled, like helping farmers grow cabbages or making some preserved raspberry juice. Upon completion of several big quests, players can gain control of Jennifer's husband. You get control. As the game progresses, new tasks and opportunities arise. Farm Up always grows in scale with more and more characters, quests, plants, farm animals, and global missions. It even allows trade with other states using the interactive map. Each character has their own duties. Some actions can be completed by anyone, while some require a specific person. You need to rebuild the school. They're able to upgrade the character's skills, and so the tasks and quests can be done faster. All right, so Farm Up comes with lots of upgrades, beautifully drawn plants, bushes, and trees to grow, all sorts of poultry and cattle to breed. Due to the possibility to customize the farm and a variety of decoration options, players can create their dream farm. All right. Let me see. They say you can download it at. I'm going to download because they didn't tell me how much it is. I know Corey wants to know.
I do.
Are they going to tell me? Because it just has a buy and a download. Are they going to give me a price at all? Oh, $19.95.
Not bad.
All right, so I will put this up for y'all on the website in just a little bit.
All right. I know some of you out there are clanging your tin cup on the bars. Get out! Because Prison Architect has just released
Let me in.
Yeah, maybe let me in. I don't know what you're clanging. I want to come out because I'm pretty sure I'll be a prisoner. the the prison architect from the lovely guys over at Introversion Software, you know, that made that favorite game, Uplink Hacker Elite, which, yeah, awesome, by the way, awesome on the iPad. The new build has a number of features that are ranging from totally new cool stuff, is what they're calling it, to some pretty massive, yes, new cool stuff.
Right.
To pretty massive improvements to existing tools. They now have staff-only zones, which prisoners are not permitted to enter. Ooh, that would be fun if they could break in, though. They said they have the first emergency service call-out, the firemen, which means you no longer need to watch your prison burn to the ground without being able to do anything about it. They've also massively improved the foundation's tool, so it's much more intuitive and intelligent to use. They also have added all the construction tools now continue to work correctly even when the game is paused. There is a new tool in the materials menu for demolishing walls indoor and outdoor. It's a bunch of new stuff. My favorite one is, it says, when a prisoner dies or escapes, his cell will now be released for reuse. I didn't know they could escape. Hot! They have a medical ward that's been renamed the infirmary. You will no longer lose the visibility of your indoor areas until your first prisoners arrive. Main build toolbar has been tweaked. This is sometimes you had to wait a very long time for prisoners to arrive when continuous intake was disabled. They also fixed, those of you who have the Intel HD Graphics 4000 chipset, also fixed that. Now, if you're not familiar with the game, you need to pop your little self over to introversion.co.uk. And what they've done is done their own personal Kickstarter, which means you give them money, they let you play in the alpha. You get to alpha test. How do you like that? You have to pay them test. So once you pay them, or you make your quote-unquote donation, you get instant access to the game for PC and Mac. And eventually they're working on a Linux version. So you get in, you get to play, yay, and you help build a game. Right now, Introversion has raised so far, of their own Kickstarter, not from Kickstarter page, so don't go to Kickstarter looking for them,
$642,000. $642,000?
Yes, and none of this goes to anyone else but them.
Well, all right.
Hey, they can do it, you can do it.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've sold out of the highest tier, which I think was $1,000. So they sold out.
Holy crap.
Yep, and the second one under that is $500, and they only have 20 of those left, and so on and so forth. The lowest tier, of course, is $30 for you to get in, and they've sold 14,000 of those already. That one was the one that's $430,000. I'm sorry. No, I apologize. Yeah, it is $1,000. It's $1,000 for the highest tier, so they made $6,000 off of that one. Mhm. And they're really coming along nicely. They're putting, you know, how many they actually mapped out, you know, how much they need for each one and the higher tier ones. And they've pretty much reached their goals with the highest tier ones. Even in the $50 one, they've made $71,000 off of it. Introversion, you guys rock.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they don't have to share it with anybody. We can get $175,000. Well,
you are breaking up like, whoa.
Yeah, crap hates me. What you got next, Ginger?
Okay, what I have got is I've got some playable physiotherapy.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I like
Kaliningrad-based game development studio, KD Vision, announces its first project in the genre of health games, playable physiotherapy. The project includes two main parts, a series of video games for Xbox 360 Kinect and Nintendo Wii Balance Board, and a social network under the working title Online Termin, designed to connect medical professionals with their patients. The studio is working in collaboration with Berliner company Light Builds and University Booth Hochschule. You know what? University BHSTE. Video games in the playable physiotherapy series are based on real and proved effective remedial exercise programs. The games encourage healthy activities in a fun, playable fashion to help players strengthen their health in the comfort of their own home. The games also utilize a set of functional trials to evaluate the overall functional state of the player's body and suggest the best suited exercise program. We are planning to implement exercises for all main body systems, as well as aerobics, respiratory gymnastics, pregnancy workouts, and more. That is awesome. The program saved and analyzed results of each gaming session to evaluate overall exercise progress. And Another important part of the project is Online Termin, a dedicated internet server for communication between medical professionals and their patients. Here the patients may review their exercise efficiency and receive feedback from medical specialists to communicate with other players. Doctors are able to form groups of patients, develop individual exercise programs, and keep track of treatment progress. Playful Physiotherapy was one of the two winners of the START 2012, a national competition for innovative projects in the field of science and technology. That is amazing. So again, it's called Playable Physiotherapy. They are not giving me a date of release, but this is just awesome. I like that. That is really cool. See, games for good. They're not all bad, people.
They are all bad. They're evil.
Only because Corey makes them so.
I don't know what you're talking about. Pipe to the face. Okay, anyway.
I ain't scared.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about that royal boy. Pipe to the face.
He had it coming.
Yes, he does have it coming. You know I don't make a point to remember people's names in games. I remember his name, Royo. R-Y-O, Royo. He's going down. All right, Minecraft kicking butt and taking names on mobile. Pocketed.
They are all over the place.
Yes. For iOS and Android has reached a milestone. They sold about 4.5 million copies. Okay, this is just on Xbox 360. And so far on mobile, 5 million. In a Twitter post yesterday, Mojang developer Johan Bernhardsen, you know your name is epic, said that 5 million people have purchased Minecraft, the Pocket Edition. The version of the game was released for iOS and Android devices. Combine those numbers with the 8.3 million, the original PC, Mac, and Mac Minecraft has sold. This is according to their official website. And lifetime sales for the franchise are roughly around 17.8 million. The Pocket Edition. Yes, the Pocket Edition launched on Android last year. And I know because I had a copy for all a few hours before I said, I cannot do this. I will lose my life. With the iOS version arriving the following month, both games sell for about $7. The Minecraft Xbox 360 edition launched in May of this year and sells for about 1,600 Microsoft points, which equates to about $20 today. The original PC edition of Minecraft launched in beta form in 2010 and was officially released the following year, and it sells for $27, and our gender is very addicted.
Yes. It's such a good game, though. You can't help it. It's just...
That is crack. They should call it Minecraft. Just go ahead and give it its name.
They should. They should. It's so awesome, though.
And I call the people Minecraftians, so y'all know. Ginger's a Minecraftian.
Minecraftian?
You know how they said Lovecraftians? You're a Minecraftian.
Minecraftian. Minecraftian. I can go with that. All right. More Kickstarter. Not so good. Did you return developers? They won't hit Kickstarter funding goal.
Ouch.
Another day, another failed Kickstarter campaign. This time it is Dizzy Returns, the brainchild of former Blitz Games developers Philip and Andrew Oliver, who finally, quite publicly, threw in the towel today. The brothers admitted their Dizzy Returns Kickstarter would likely fall short of its £350,000, whatever, goal. A goal that many in the community questioned, and the brothers tried to defend shortly after they pitched the game idea on Kickstarter. As of today, the total amount pledged stands at just over £23,000, euros, francs, whatever, of our £350,000, francs, lindens, whatever, in order to meet that we'd need over $40,000 pledge every day, and realistically, that's not going to happen. There's certainly no shame in admitting that, though, and we believe that rather than posting updates under the pretense that we might hit our target, it's much better to be honest and upfront with you, our backers. The Oliver brothers think that a lack of gameplay footage could have been a factor in garnering more support than they did. While they expressed gratitude to the 774 people that did back them, they also conceded the point that the game will likely never be made without full funding. Dizzy Returns at least will not be made if the campaign is not funded successfully, as is looking likely. We may revisit the possibility of another Dizzy game at a later date, but this vision of that game would need to be considerably different. We'll be using time left of the champion campaign to share the rest of the concept work and designs we have with you, as well as asking for your thoughts about the future of Dizzy. As for Kickstarter's policy on unsuccessful projects, not meeting our target means that you will not be charged a penny. All right, first, let me point some things out to you, Mr. Dizzy People.
Mr. Dizzy People.
Yes, it is Christmas time. People are spending their money on family, friends, gifts, that sort of thing. Tax season is upon us, so quite literally. Mm-hmm. People are dealing with that. The economy, all is picking up, still not great. And you are asking for $350,000 for a two-man show. Are you kidding me? I mean, exactly what is your game going to do? Like, cure cancer? Come on.
Yes, it is.
I mean, seriously, $40,000 a day is what you need, right? That's just ridiculous. No. Try back April or, you know, May sometime and then and have something smaller than $350,000. I mean, seriously, two brothers together and $350,000. No.
Did we talk about Star Citizen?
No, I don't think we did.
I think I saw this last night, and I was going to mention it, and then we got all, you know, like we normally do. We get to arguing about something. Star Citizen, you all might want to take it down a notch. Chris Roberts unveiled Star Citizen in October, and after an absence from the games industry for more than a decade, he chose to create his first new game with CryEngine 3. And it just so happened that he had an Accolade or 5 in Crytek's offices in an industry where first impressions and day one performance can be different. The difference between success or failure, he was able to call on some of the safest hands in the business to help finance his new game, Star Citizen. Okay, so basically I'm saying they need to take it down a notch because he says we'll compete with any AAA game out there. Really? I see a screenshot. I'm not sure if it's the cut screen or not. You could go over and check them out. I'm trying to find their website and tell me if you think that they can compete with any AAA title. I don't know. He says, I can't do what I did with Freelancer or what he did with Rage. It takes 5 years to release, blah, blah, blah. I think you need to be quiet. You've been gone from the industry for a while, and you know now people are going to scrutinize you even more heavily because you opened your mouth. Where is your website? See, it's automatic. You don't even give it your website. All right. Well, I guess you can go and Google them. It's called Star Citizen. I'm not sure what the game is about, but they think they can take on anybody. All right. And that was a short one. Might I do a second one, my Ginger? Ginger, you're muted.
Am I muted? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You are muted.
Talking, and I was thinking you could hear me, but no.
No. Introversion, I didn't say anything to you. Why are you harassing me, Introversion? I got more news about Cartuga.
What you got?
I'm sorry. I don't know why. Today they're introducing what they're calling the character, the Engineer. She is supposed to be very smart and resourceful. But that's right. It's a she. She has a multitude of tools at her disposal. Yes, I like. Of course, and I don't like the fact that they have belly out. No self-respecting girl pirate would have her breasts out. I'm just saying, not her breasts, but her tummy out. No.
You want to put some material in between there?
Yes, you probably have on a nice metal corset.
It actually hurts after all, people.
Yes, metal corset would be what we'd like to see. They're saying the resourceful ship can quickly turn in the tides of battle, utilizing its impressive arsenal. With her variety of buffs and healing skills, the Engineer turns out to be the perfect supporting class and makes a great addition for any team. Now, like any other class, the Engineer has a skill tree branching out in three directions, which can be freely combined while leveling up. She looks awesome, except for that midriff. Gotta talk to you guys over there, Cartuga. I'm trying to see if they sent us. Well, they sent us a small video of her fighting, but it's not close up. It looks more like Pirates from back in the day. If anybody remembers that game, Pirates.
It sounds familiar. Sounds very, very, very.
Sid Meier. Sid Meier Pirates. It looks like an updated version of that. It's what it's looking like. That they did not give it to. Actually, let me grab this one off of YouTube that they sent us. I will have that for you, lovely folks. Shortly, you can take a look. If you're following us on Twitter, you're gonna get a really good look at it. If you don't, you're gonna have to search through our tweets. Mm-hmm. Or go. You know what? I'll put it on Facebook. You can find it on our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio.
All right. So what have I got for you?
Is it hot? Is it fresh?
No, not really. All right, so I have got, if you'll open up, stop it. All right, Gearbox releases console updates to address status rank glitch. Gearbox Software has finally issued an update that deals with a bug that stripped some players of their badass tokens in Borderlands 2.
Ooh, you picked the wrong game.
Mm-hmm. The update for the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions of the game enables the game to analyze saved games and detect badass rank that might have been lost due to the glitch. Players first reported issues with their badass tokens inexplicably disappearing. The patch notes for 360 and PS3... go more into that. I'm not going to go there. The PC version of the game was patched last month. It's unclear if this patch actually stops the glitch from happening still, but at least it provides a method of restoring your characters. According to the patch notes, players need to do the following. Got some pen and paper? You ready? You're listening? Okay. To ensure you are credited for as much progress as possible, please lose your character. Select Continue on the main menu and the Save and Quit after you enter the world. The patch notes go on to say that Gearbox modified profile behavior to better protect badass rank and related data. We're hoping that this means the patch significantly reduces the occurrence of the glitch if it doesn't completely eradicate it. All right, so since they fixed that, and that was a short one, can I do another one? I'm going to take that as yes because I can't hear you. All right, so
go.
Steam Community Market... Steam Community Market in open beta. Valve Software has launched the Steam Community Market in open beta, allowing Steam users to buy and sell in-game items using Steam Wallet funds. Sell items can be listed on the Community Market page or in players' personal inventories. Currently, only Team Fortress 2 is supported, and only the consumables and tools can be sold at this time. As the beta goes on, Valve plans to allow other items to be sold in Team Fortress 2 and to add Steam Community Market functionality to other games. That will start to happen early next year. With over 500,000 trades made every week, the trading system has been very successful, says Valve software engineer Tony Paloma. Extending game economies beyond trades and giving players a way to turn their gameplay into fun for new items and games is a key component for moving that success forward. There are some things to note when selling items. There's a transaction fee of 15% of the purchase price. Valve claims that it does this to protect against payment fraud and cover market development costs. A fee specific to Team Fortress 2 applies as well. All right, so in other words, you're not going to get the full price for whatever you sell, people. And that is fairly normal for these kind of things. So don't go getting all up in arms. Corey's all quiet.
Because I'm listening, and then I'm all not sure how I feel about this. Of course, I don't have to worry about it. That game I was telling you about yesterday, You Don't Know Jack, which is a multi-million dollar selling interactive trivia franchise, is making its debut on iOS devices today. Ooh, it's going to be a lot of people just all kinds of arguing. To download You Don't Know Jack for free on your iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch, you can go to find them on the App Store under You Don't Know Jack. They said in May, of course, they launched the Facebook version of You Don't Know Jack, which is actually a lot of fun. I was rather impressed with playing it the other night. They said they're looking to combine the party atmosphere of the console and PC gaming to asynchronous social gaming space where people could play whenever or wherever they want. This is from Harry Gottlieb, who's the founder of Jellyvision and inventor of You Don't Know Jack. After 6 months of tweaking the Facebook game for right for the small screen, starting with the iPhone and iPod Touch, why no Droid? Hey, Droid. Of course, if you don't know, Facebook's past launch has received with great critical acclaim and won the best social game category for the 2012 Spike TV Video Game Awards last week, and rightly so, because it is an awesome game. The iOS version will have persistent play with users of the Facebook friend, and all key functionality remains the same. Between the apps, players of the mobile version can choose to play in guest mode or via Facebook Connect, the latter of which brings party-style play to mobile in three different ways. First, players are automatically matched against your Facebook friends who have already played that specific episode, either on iOS or Facebook. Second, a player is provided a direct option to challenge other Facebook friends at the end of every episode. And third, all players may share results, brag, and taunt your friends through Facebook, bringing the same fun experience during a game of You Don't Know Jack on the couch into the gameplay experience.
That's Awesome. I think I want to play that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Now, you don't know Jack will constantly produce new content that engages players with questions on current pop culture and news players are discussing on Facebook, tying gameplay into the social experience more than any previous game. Players on iOS will access the same
content. GLaDOS Lego!
Will access the same content using the Facebook version. Cookie Masterson, the game's popular and sassy host, is back. I love Cookie. As the game's core structure with outrageous questions that range from Mozart to Psy. The game will be free to play with free games provided frequently. Users can also win free games through achievements and multi-token packs are available for your purchasing pleasure. The new version, if you don't know Jack, represents Jelly Vision's latest industry innovations with the interactive trivia space. You know, I have to applaud them. I was thinking about this game the other day, and that's when I realized it was on Facebook because it caught my attention. Have you ever played this game, Ginger?
I have not.
You have to play it. It definitely is a thinking woman's game, and it's fun because they'll come up with something crazy. It's like, you were a cup of coffee, and you had polyurethane such and such and such for it. You, what would you have? Cream. Hot sauce. Battery acid. Yeah, those types of things, and then it's something. Then he'll say something stupid after you pick your answer. Or they'll have categories that say famous pilots throughout history, and then they'll throw a bunch of names at you, but it has to be within whatever the category is. So they may say the name of the boat captain from the Titanic, or or Denzel Washington from his movie. So they do all kinds of stuff. Very, very fun to play. And bragging rights. How smart are you?
That sounds kind of neat, actually.
And on Facebook, very nice. It originally started as a PC game in the 90s, and to make the jump to Facebook and iOS is super smart. I didn't see how they would have been able to do that. If you put it in front of me and said, convert this, this is one I wouldn't have been able to do. Like, I don't know how to – I don't know what to do. Do what? What? No.
All right, I'm going to do two short ones.
Do it.
Santa Rockstar is here, taking names and cracking nuts. Santa Rockstar is now available for iOS and Android platforms. Santa Rockstar is a fast-paced Guitar Hero-style game that already has critics gushing. Probably because they want to be good, for goodness sake. Did you really have to go there? Really? All right, so Santa Rockstar brings the rhythm style of game back to life on iOS devices and is definitely a rockin' good time. Santa has a holiday treat for our friends in the... You know what? That's the end of that, because... No, it's not. Santa Rockstar is available on the App Store for a mere 99 cents. That's about all they give us. How dare you? Apparently there is a Rockstar version of the March of the Nutcracker, and I'm going to try to get that up on the website in a little bit so y'all can see the possible, very, very possible atrocity that's... anyways... Level 5 CEO says, Sega lawsuit? No, it has no merit. Level 5 CEO Hiroshi Akiro Hino said, has responded to Sega's recent lawsuit. I down. Alright, denying that the Professor Layton and Dragon Quest developer infringed on Sega's patents and called for the lawsuit to be dismissed. I'm going to pull this from GamePolitics.com, and they kind of did a rough Google translation of exactly what Mr. Hino says. He says that his company has researched the Sega's claims and has found that there is nothing to constitute infringement. Sega's lawsuit alleges that Level 5's Inazuma 11 game violates a vague patent related to controlling characters with a combination of touch and stylus controls. Hino says that they released the first game in the soccer RPG series way back in 2008, while Sega secured the patents and questions sometime in 2009 and 2011. He thinks that Sega's lawsuit is meant to limit the games to Level 5 and other developers to use similar control schemes can make. That's exactly what that's about. Sega is seeking 900 million yen from the developers in damages.
Sega!
Is evil!
Sega! Oh, man. Horrible. Sorry, Sega.
Sega, just grow up. Who put out Sega? But Sega put out Sega.
No, they're Sonic and...
Well, yeah, but I was thinking more of the console Sega console. That was Sega. It wasn't Sony. It wasn't...
Yes. Now, see, that's the other thing. People forget that there were consoles before. We had an Xbox. It's like people forget that. We had Sega and a couple of others.
Now that they don't have anything, so they're having to, you know, drain every little bit of money.
Nobody told them to stop making their consoles. There was nothing wrong with Sega.
I know. Everybody loved Sega.
I still have mine somewhere. I just don't know where.
So much better than the, what was it? The Nintendo Plus?
64?
Nintendo 64, there we go. I hated that thing.
I thought so, because that's where I first played Flashback, was on Sega, the first full-motion video game ever made. It was awesome. I wanted to play.
What happened?
Okay, Company of Heroes 2 has a new multiplayer out, because we're getting ready to go. I'm going to shorten these. You also, APB, Ginger, did you know that they were doing this? A new credit counter gift every day? Did you know you were getting that?
An APB?
Mm-hmm. From now.
Well, because it's holidays.
That's right. They said they're spreading some holiday cheer with 12 days of Griftmas.
Yes, the elves! The elves are back!
For 12 days, you can unwrap a new and exclusive credit counter gift by spending G1 credits in the Aramis Marketplace. The new gift is added daily. So check out the Aramis Marketplace every day, starting today, right now, today. Well, actually, yesterday, through the 24th, to see what the surprise is and what the credit counter gift is that's waiting for you. They said, of course, it wouldn't be Christmas in Senpara without some winter-themed chaos. Now, would it? Those feisty elves from last year's elf conflict wounds are back, this time as contacts. Complete the missions these miniature Hellraisers assigned you, and they'll reward you with festive weapons, skins, titles, and clothing. Also, they're saying don't forget to check out the Aramis Marketplace every day, every single day. Is there any snow in Senpara, Ginger?
Unless they added it, no.
Why did they not give me snow? That's why I missed my City of Heroes. Because, see, I would go in during Christmas. And
Southern California City, from what I
still
gather.
I miss my snowboarding. I would snowboard down the side of the icy mountain in City of Heroes every year. I would go back for Christmas if I couldn't get back any other time. Kind of like you go home for Christmas. I'd go home, and I would snowboard, and I'd see Santa, and I'd go dancing at Pocket D, and killed me a few bad guys, the snow monster. I would go at Halloween, too, because, you know, you had the pumpkin head for pumpkin, whichever where he's from. Actually, there was a whole island of pumpkin heads that were there all the time, but there was a giant one that would break out, and he'd throw his head at you, which was kind of hilarious.
That's
kind of
cool.
Go flying.
World of Warcraft has something like that, too.
Oh.
Had the headless horseman.
Yeah, we didn't have horsemen.
Yeah,
ours is a Halloween. And he would throw the pumpkin head at you, and you would catch on fire and burst into flames, and there was pieces of pumpkin everywhere. It was hot. Literally.
Mm-hmm. We would catch on flame, but he would burn all our villages down.
See, that's what I like. I'm going to ask gamers first if they're planning on taking on City of Heroes. That would be a good thing to do. You guys should pick that up.
That would be awesome. I might even start playing if they do.
Yes, but until then, I am all up in me some... I'm all up in me some Fallen Earth. You know, some stuff I missed reading before that I got. Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? I only have 5 minutes, so I'm kind of off for time. You remember you used to be in the bunker when you were talking to your contacts and you thought we were safe in there? Not anymore.
No, you were never safe. I died several times in there.
I never died. They never followed me in. But I, as soon as I came out of the chamber, you know, spawning first time, I might look out.
No, when I started that big PvP fight at our big event, by the way, which, you know, if you've not played, we have a gun that is special to us inside Fallen Earth.
Gamer Girls Radio, Pink Rocket.
Yes. So when we did our event and I started killing people randomly, they chased me back to the bunker and were, like, killing me inside the bunker.
I have never had them come in there where the contacts are. I had them come in where were we in the club? Yes, because I still have those pictures. When you all were on the bar,
Well, we were naked.
Yes, you were naked. You were naked.
You know, I bet there's an add-on to get you naked.
Oh, my God. Why? Why, Ginger?
Because it's naked.
Because it's naked. Are you naked in APB, too?
No, actually, I'm in a very nice slack suit.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this nice button-up shirt that's only buttoned up so far, so you can see my bra. I've got these nice blue slacks on. And
as soon as we said that, the Twitter started going off. The Facebook page. Beep, beep.
I've got my ammo belt slung low around my hips. Yeah, I'm hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's time for us to go. We will see you guys bright and early Monday. Of course, we'll be around on the weekend somewhere hovering, I'm pretty sure. You know how to find us.
I'm going to be in ABD. Maybe in WoW. We'll see.
I'm going in Fallen Earth. I got to do it. there's something new there that I noticed wasn't there before. There's a street down to the, you know what it is? It's not that it's new. I started in a new city. I didn't start in the same city.
Oh, that could be it, yeah.
So I'm going down the side of that mountain sometime tonight. I'm going to die, but I'm going down it.
That place is huge. I mean, seriously, people, y'all need to go into this game. It's free to play. The maps, when I say are huge, massive. It's
on the other side. On the other side of map. I'm on the other side of the Grand Canyon this time. You know, you start on one side. I'm on the other side.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going, but I'm close. You're right by it, so I'm going down into the canyon on the ground is where I'm going to go. Me and Sally Mae Jane Course, who I have resurrected.
Don't forget plenty of food.
I got plenty of food. I got 17,000 feed for Sally Mae Jane Course.
You're going to need it to get it off.
I know, because we're going to die. I got spit on by one of those plants. See, if you play Fallen Earth, you know what that means.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Anyway, you guys know where to find it.
Chupacabra.
Oh my God, there's a chupacabra?
There is a chupacabra, and it kicked my ass everywhere.
Oh, I didn't know that, man. Now I'm scared to go down there. Thanks, Ginger.
Chupacabra. It was, if you see a whole bunch of sheep, it was down there with the sheep.
Oh, man, I did see some sheep down there.
Yeah, and like a broken highway, and yeah, it was down right around there somewhere.
Well, there's no highway. I'm on the other side, remember, but I did see sheep. They were grazing by the side of the pass. So I was like, oh, sheep, I'm going to kill me some, get some wool. I guess I need to watch out for the chupacabra now.
Yeah, because he's vicious. He hurts. He hurts something awful. I mean, hell, even when we talked to the devs that day, they're like, yeah, chupacabra's no joke.
I never saw one. I'm scared. Teacher, stop.
So I was all, I mean, seriously, it was like two hits and I was dead. I was like, what the? I was on my ATV.
Run faster than the ATV?
Yeah.
What about the motorcycle?
I don't know.
Because I have to build my motorcycle again, so I'm, oh man, I'm scared now. Scared, Ginger. I'm scared.
Scared business.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. Ginger can make it.